If you're looking to stock up on crystals, candles, or tarot cards in the Monadnock region, swing over to Gaia's Blessing in Peterborough.
Anything to do with the spiritual and the metaphysical.
Jenny Archer is the shop's owner. In fact, Archer just bought the business this summer, right in the middle of the pandemic. That must have been nerve-wracking.
No, I don't worry. It's kind of a waste of energy for me.
That is, I like that attitude a lot.
I mean, it's crazy on its face to buy a business in a pandemic anyway. If I went in all afraid, then that's just going to sink the whole thing.
Rather than sink, Gaia's Blessing is swimming in positive energy and sales. Archer says lots of people are picking up gifts right now.
But business has been great. I mean, as far as that goes, my bills are paid and I have a little left over. I mean, that's really all you want in a small business.
There's no local data out yet on the holiday shopping season, and it's hard to imagine COVID-19 not biting into some profits. But some small businesses across the state appear to be seeing a bit of a bounce right now.
It's kind of surprising to me because we're doing better than last year, which I wasn't expecting.
Jeff Pendexter owns Whirligig's Toy Shop in Exeter. He focuses on non-electronic toys and games, like Legos, which he can barely keep on the shelves. He says he took a risk in buying a normal December's worth of inventory, not knowing what his sales would look like. So far, so good. There's been a steady stream of foot traffic.
I think people are trying to do their best to shop local.
Many local shops like Whirligig's are still trying to dig out from this spring when they were closed for in-person shopping for 2 months. Dave Lance is the owner of MJ Harrington & Company Jewelers in Newport. He said it remained slow even after they reopened.
We tried to get the engine running again and we did very little business all the way through the end of June.
Since then, though, jewelry sales have rebounded. And this month, when he does 20% of his entire business for the year, he's right on target.
We've just been incredibly grateful that the support has been there to keep us as a very viable business when we weren't so sure that was going to be the case 8 or 9 months ago. So,
of course, COVID-19 is still spreading rapidly in the community, leading a lot of shoppers to buy gifts over the internet this year. That's created some long shipping delays. With Christmas right around the corner, shopkeepers are seeing a few last-minute customers.
Today we've had several people in saying that they were having to buy backup gifts because everything that they'd purchased was stuck in the mail.
That's Greg Pruitt. He and his husband Lionel Lovelace own the Collector's Eye and Route 1 antique shops, both on the seacoast. Along with selling so-called backup gifts, Lovelace says they're doing all they can to make customers who may be leery of browsing in a shop right now comfortable. That includes bringing items outside when asked.
It was all done in the parking lot for the safety of their cars. So ultimately, it's just about making people feel safe, and I think we've done a good job so far, knock on wood.
He also doesn't want to jinx what's been a stronger-than-expected holiday shopping season. Todd Bookman, NHPR News.